back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. So we're going to go to John Carney, economics and finance editor of Breitbart News and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest. John, welcome back. I loved your Tariff Mageddon is back. Here we go again. And, you know, you're making, this is the economics. I mean, look, I regard myself as a free trader. And actually, I regard Donald Trump as a free trader, but he wants fair trade, reciprocal fair trade. And if some country is going to jack up tariffs or non-tariff barriers, he's willing to fight back. It's a bargaining chip. It's a negotiating chip. And I think you captured that in this. And some of these lefties, it's ironic that the left somehow is free trade now, even though their numbers are all wrong. So give us a little synopsis of what you're saying.
Sure. First of all, what you said is absolutely vital to the understanding that tariffs are a tool. They're not an end in themselves.
Right.
One of the things that even the most free trade theory will tell you is that if you do not have a credible threat of responding with tariffs, and we haven't had that for 50 years, then everybody will practice mercantilism against you because you are basically the fool at the card table and everybody else is cheating you. So what you need to be able to do is say, look, if you do that to us, we'll do it to you. And then you're able to reset the global trade situation that will let everybody trade better. But we saw this during the Trump administration when you were at the White House, where when you implement tariffs, ironically, as you said, the left, which was never in favor of free trade, as far as I can tell, until Donald Trump became president, started screaming that this was going to raise the costs for consumers. And there's a new report out from a left-wing Democrat-aligned group that said this, that it will raise costs by $1,500 a year for middle American families if Trump implements his 10% tariff. What I showed is that this is just simply nonsense. That the idea that we didn't see costs for households rise at all when Trump put in his tariffs last time. And they screamed that it was going to cause inflation. They screamed it was going to drive up the prices of cars and televisions and and soup. They cans of beer, they said, would cost more because of aluminum tariffs. None of that happened. One of the reasons for that is that there are three ways tariffs can be paid for. They could be paid by consumer prices going up, but that's really hard to do because consumers are already generally paying as much as they possibly can for items. It's not like businesses hold back on pricing, waiting for tariffs, and then they put on more prices. So the other way it gets paid is in the margins of importers. That's what happened last time around, that we saw that margins for imported goods went down. Now, of course, that didn't really hurt the businesses because you guys very smartly put in tax cuts for the businesses that offset the margin compression.
Right.
The other way it gets paid for is that basically the exporting countries, China, let's face it, sell less. And that's the other way the tariffs are paid for. So it doesn't really come through to consumers. This paper that claims it's going to cost American households $1,500 just assumes it all gets passed through to consumers, which didn't happen last time and isn't going to happen again.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Yeah, I mean, one of the arguments we made, Kevin Hass and I and others, is that the tariffs on China hurt China more than us. And in terms of prices, John, here's a stat. For all of Trump's 4 years, the CPI leveled went up 7%. That's it. Okay, it's like less than 1.5% per year. For 3 years, Biden has gone up 18.5%. So the tariff story had very little, if anything, to do with inflation. Inflation is a fiscal issue. It's a monetary issue. It's a market share issue. It's a supply and demand issue. It's not a tariff issue. But the other thing that you touch on is so important. Trump is a brilliant negotiator, and he would use tariffs as a negotiating tool. You call it a bargaining chip. And that's exactly right. And the key word here, John, is reciprocity. Reciprocity, which can work two ways, okay? If China cut tariffs or non-tariff barriers, then we would see our way to lowering our tariffs on them. But if China would raise them, then we would have to raise ours. The same thing is true with Mexico. The same thing is true with Europe. And, you know, that's an America first approach. You got to protect our workforce. Lighthizer makes this case, too.
It's absolutely necessary in order to run a healthy economy that is going to be open to exports that you do not allow countries to dump their excess production onto right. you. They will wipe out your and this is actually a big problem brewing right now with China. China's economy is really ailing. They have a lot of excess production, things like solar panels, things like electric batteries. They are preparing to dump that into the U.S. market, which will bankrupt all of the efforts that we have been having to try to support domestic production of things like solar panels, domestic production of electric vehicle batteries. If we allow China to do this, it doesn't just hurt the production, the people who are producing it right now. It means nobody will ever invest in it again in the United States. Because they know that China will just come in and wipe them out every 5 years.
Well, they've done this in Europe.
Absolutely.
They've done this in Europe. Cheap cars, both gas-powered and electric-powered cars. And, you know, I hate to say it, but if you let China get away with this, particularly they're using Mexico as a springboard, you'll have a bloodbath in the U.S. car business. Hate to use that word. But in some sense, it's correct. Anyway, John Carney, Breitbart, thank you ever so much. A brilliant piece, John. Really good. Folks, quick break. Greg Jarrett, legal analyst, up next.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.